News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Jennifer Keane is with us. She's founder of paygap.ie to take a look at some of the stories you may not have heard and to give some analysis on those that you have. Jennifer, where we kick off is with a story saying that gangs could be using vapes to push life-threatening synthetic opioids into the drugs market.
Yeah, so there's an EUDA, which is the EU Drugs Agency report out. It talks about a few things, actually. So it also talks about cocaine use in Ireland, which is much higher than I would have expected before reading this. Apparently, among 15 to 34-year-olds, cocaine use in Ireland is the second highest in the EU, and some 50% of new treatment cases in, obviously, drug treatment facilities
are related to cocaine.
So that was news to me and kind of not necessarily hit in the headline. The headline does talk about vapes, and there's a lot of talk about what you'll see listed as NPS, new psychoactive substances. What they're discovering is these vapes are coming in and they have substances that are we haven't discovered before, new synthetic opioids. So not the opioids that we would already be familiar with, but brand new chemicals designed to have people become addicted to them and whatnot.
And the EU saying that by virtue of the fact that they are vapes, they are attracting new and possibly younger customers.
I mean, hard to see how they wouldn't. Vape regulation has absolutely not kept up with the regulation in the same way that regulation on cigarettes. You know, now you can't see cigarette posters. They're hidden behind doors in the shops, but right next to where they're hidden behind the door, huge colourful displays, flavours, packaging, all very attractive. I personally know people who vape who never smoked. They just started vaping.
Meanwhile, bad enough that Bono gets an awful lot of slagging from the general public. His family is now getting in on the act.
Do you know, I actually think it's quite nice because I feel like Ireland is maybe 50-50. Bono is very cringe or we love Bono. So I think it's nice to know where his daughter stands.
It's
and that
possible
she's
to
one
hold
of
both of those views in your head at the one time. Yeah, so this is an interview in the US with the Today Show's Savannah Guthrie. Eve Houston was on and she was talking about her father and how mortifying he could be.
Absolutely.
He's like such an embarrassing dad. But yes, Emily was...
last time you were here, you called him the Kris Jenner of dads. He's like a stage dad.
He is. He texts me like reviews on things and all that. He's very involved. But yeah, we had Emily over for dinner and the minute she walked in, he started doing the alien language that she does in the trailer. And I was like, please stop.
He's so cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so very, very cringe. And there's another nice kind of moment in the article where he's talking about how he used to drive her to school in his dressing gown and shades and the music blaring. And I read that and I thought, well, look, he's hardly going to get into the leather pants for the school run all the same.
But now, is it just me or is there a little bit of it that if your father has provided you with a multi-millionaire lifestyle and all of the opportunities that you could possibly want and has done the school run and continues to support your career and continues to take an interest in you, that when you're talking about him publicly, you might say he's cool?
Ah, no, because I think as a dad, legally, you're obliged to mortify your children and then your children are obliged to be mortified by you. I think that's just the natural order of things. So like I said, it's quite nice to know that despite how famous, they're just like us.
We've been talking a lot this week about the pressures that the younger generations are under in terms of cost of living and in terms of housing. Very interesting study out revealing just how significant the impact of those pressures have, particularly when it comes to buying your first house.
Yeah, I think a lot of us think that people are buying houses much later, but this really has kind of the concrete facts. So one of the key stats that I pulled out of this was that 90% of mortgage protection insurance policies taken out in the last year were by people aged between 30 and 59, which means that that age and the median age for people buying a house is now up to 40.
The median age of a first-time buyer is 40?
The median age of a first-time buyer is 40.
Wow. Lastly, Katy Perry has branded Justin Trudeau the love of her life.
Yes, astronaut Katy Perry. apparently, after overcoming a very low time because people mocked her for being an astronaut, has now come out and said that Justin Trudeau is absolutely the love of her life. They had a debut on the red carpet for her concert film. and they are very much in love, apparently. She'd also quite like us to know that any parent can be their most authentic, free, lovely self and bring their kids to work and show them off. It's giving, you know, we all have the same 24 hours as Beyonce, but I'm not quite sure that we all do.
How does one's workplace feel about you bringing in your children and showing them off? I would have thought that's something you want to run past management, no?
I think so, maybe, yes. I feel like maybe it's a little bit different for Katy Perry than it is for the rest of us.
Jennifer, thank you very much. Jennifer Keane, founder of paygap.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.